WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Severe flooding in Central Texas has killed at least six people. Judge Rob Kelly is in Kerr County.
In terms of how many, exactly how many are missing and unaccounted for, we're not sure about that number.
Authorities are telling residents along the Guadalupe River to evacuate. 4th of July celebrations are underway across the country. In Rosenville, California, they're racing golf carts.
About 130 carts that are decorated all in red, white, and blue with all kinds of flags and balloons. And yeah, it's quite the time that they're having out here.
President Trump is poised to sign the budget bill. Republican strategist Kevin Sheridan.
That's a big win, any way you slice it. Look, this is the president's agenda that he ran on and won on.
The bill extends tax cuts and increases funding for the military and border security. It also reduces money for the SNAP food program and Medicaid health care. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. The heat is topping the news this holiday, and if you're out enjoying 4th of July festivities, the big reminder is to drink a lot of water. Officials across the state are also saying if you're driving anywhere, to keep an extra eye on the roads with the heat. There's a good chance the pavement can buckle, causing an emergency situation. If you're facing an emergency, you may feel you can count on firefighters in your area to help. But there's a new report out about the departments across our state, and it shows rural areas in particular are facing serious challenges. The reliability of Wisconsin's Fire Service survey includes responses from more than 400 fire chiefs. This represents more than half of the departments, and some of the surprising answers, 85% of rural firefighters are volunteer. Close to 50% say they are responding to calls with less staff than required, and most are also saying there just isn't enough funding to pay their department's expenses. The results of this report will be used to push forward for better community safety. And speaking of safety, there are a few things to remember if you are planning to enjoy the water. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding. Officials also say most people who drown in boating-related accidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated or weighed down in the water. Residents out on the water should stay sober and always wear a life jacket for their own safety.
You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. Happy 4th of July. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers head to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers are in Miami tonight to kick off a three-game weekend series against the Marlins. The Brewers losing last night 3-2 against the Mets. New York taking the series 2-1. David Peterson with the win. The Brewers' Jose Quintana with the loss against his former team. Manager Pat Murphy says they just couldn't get the ball to bounce the right way last night.
Why you play 162, you know, because you're going to have a game like this where, you know, home runs foul, you know, and the ground ball's just out of reach or just under your glove, and that would have been a double play. And, you know, I mean, it's a different game, but that's why you play them all. And we didn't score more runs than them. We didn't get the timely hit when we needed it. And, a couple calls went against us, and that's part of it.
Some good news for the Brewers bullpen. Veteran Brandon Woodruff now set to make his first start in nearly 2 years Sunday in Miami against the Marlins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 91.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lierley, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
On the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Independence Day, the 4th of July, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, great day to be an American, great day to listen to a little John Philip Sousa, El Capitan, to bring us in. Going to listen to the entirety of that song in just a little bit. Mr. Zommers, happy 4th to you. Welcome to hour 2 here on the old show.
Happy 4th of July. I'm probably in the pool right now.
Yes. Bringing this show to you, a little tape delayed, as they say, although we don't use tape anymore. Pre-recorded, I guess, is the word we use a couple of days here ahead of the 4th of July, so our staff could be enjoying the holiday like hopefully each and every one of you. I have been in situations before where I had to work on the 4th of July. If that is you, we're here to keep you company. And thanks for being there. All our people at our convenience stores, gas stations, grocery stores, places like that that are open today. Banks, those kind of places closed. It is a federal holiday today. So and a lot of people going to be celebrating with firecrackers, fireworks, all over the state a little bit later on tonight. Just look, growing up, my grandparents had a farm. We used to do a lot of fireworks. I was a little mini pyrotechnic. I still love fireworks. Key is just be safe. Don't be goofy about it. Make sure we always had like a good bucket of water nearby just in case went wrong. You know, don't hold fireworks in your hand like Roman candles and say, oh, look at this, because, you know, sometimes it can explode and it causes a lot of injuries. Don't stand over a firework. If there is a dud, as they say, if you light the fuse and it just sits there, let it sit there a while before you approach it. A, don't try to restart it. And B, just take some water and splash on it. You know, just it's gone.
Douse it.
It's gone. It's gone. Because a lot of people, this is a big day, unfortunately, for people in the ERs or hospitals. People, you know, as you can imagine, people have a little bit too much beverage, we'll just say. And then they try to get goofy with fireworks and injuries can occur. They do occur. Don't be one of those people. Be safe, but enjoy it. We always, and this is probably, I'm telling tales of myself. We used to take firecrackers and take two or three and twist the fuses together and put it into a fresh cow pie. Light it, and then run away.
That's got to be nasty.
Occasionally, if you get a big boom, there could be
collateral damage,
as they say. Nothing, you know, just got to take a shower. But those were the things we did in Richland County on the farm growing up on the 4th of July when I was a kid. And then we'd have a big show at the farm, and the farm is on top of a ridge. And so other families around the neighborhood would they got to be where they would set out their lawn chairs and watch our fireworks display.
I know. My dad, when I was younger, he loves fireworks. Mm-hmm. And so he figured out a way to become technically a minor fireworks distributor.
Really?
So that he could get stuff before it was normally on the market, or like things that are rarer. Wow. And you might need some kind of license or whatever for.
Yeah.
And he'd always be like, check this out, and do, you know, something cool and big and whatever.
I'm envious. That's awesome.
Sometimes, though, that means we get more experimental batches that don't quite work.
Yeah.
There was this one that called the Evil Clown that had a clown face on the front with like transparent glowing eyes and stuff as it's shooting. Without fail, every single one, so there's like 15 of them, like an hour after you use it, it just starts back on fire.
Really?
And just keeps burning.
Yeah, you got to be a little careful with
those. So water is a good thing to have.
Water is always a good thing to have. So be safe out there. We used to have a big family reunion on the 4th of July for many, many a year. And a lot of people are doing that today. Other people, well, lots of festivals all over the state of Wisconsin. Get out, support those great local festivals all across our state today. And you might want to take in a baseball game. How about that? And as a matter of fact, we're going to give you opportunity once again this hour to remind you, we're right smack dab in the middle of the free Friday ticket giveaway for a future Milwaukee. Here's the deal. You got to be able to go to this future game. It's not for today or anything. It's for, and you cannot exchange it. So Zomers, again, what's the day on this particular game?
That is Friday, the 11th of July at 7:10 p.m. against the Washington Nationals.
All right. So you have to be able to go at 7:10 p.m. on Friday, July 11th. To this game. If you're eligible, if you can go to the game, then download the Civic Media app if you don't have it on your Apple or Android device. Open it up, go to one of the first 11 stations, open that up. In the lower right hand corner, it will say text. All right. Click on that and then text the word firework. FIREWORK. The word this hour is firework. And it's singular.
Just one. Just one firework.
Don't put the S on the end because the computer will not recognize it if it's not spelled exactly correctly, and it will not, you will not be in the running to be chosen. So make sure spelling counts on these. Firework, singular. FIREWORK. Text the word firework right now on the Civic Media app, and you'll be eligible. I have up until 4 o'clock this afternoon to do that on the Civic Media app. And then at the end of the 4 o'clock or at the 4 o'clock hour, the computer will randomly select one person from the correct entries. And you will be on your way, you and three of your friends, family members, strangers, whatever you want, with four tickets. And these are club level seats. These ain't just, look, I'm not being judgy here. I've sat out in the bleachers at the old County Stadium and the outfield seats here at AmFam Field. And every aspect of AmFam Field has its own particular brand of enjoyment. But these club-level seats, they're on the third base line. You look right down into the Brewers dugout. You can see the beautiful scoreboard, which is essentially a big 4K television now out in center field. And you got cushioned seats, you got armrests, you got air-conditioned lounge right behind these seats. They're beautiful. So download the Civic Media app and enter the word firework, FIREWORK, right now for that game on July 11th. All right. Is that all the and it's a statewide contest.
Yeah, statewide. Thank you for remembering.
It's a statewide contest.
That was a close one.
Even on the holidays, the lawyers are working. Probably paying them three times what they deserve, but the lawyers are working. And they tune in, and if we don't adhere to all the legal standards, I get dinged.
Well, especially now that you insinuated that they're overpaid. Now they're going to watch us even closer.
Yeah, they're not overpaid. I couldn't be I'm not an attorney. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, me either.
I hope that everybody's enjoying their 4th of July holiday. I hope you're going to have an extended weekend. Zomers and I took off yesterday and today. We'll be back with a brand new live show on Monday. So looking forward to that. I thought we'd take a little time here, Zomer, to talk about 4th of July activities. How about that? Now, should we go with, there's two articles I've pulled up. One is from the Pioneer Woman, and the other is from the Today Show.
Let's go with the Pioneer Woman.
Really? You want to go to the, all right?
This is because I've never heard of it.
ThePioneerWoman.com. All right. 55 fun things to do on the 4th of July for a festive family gathering. Think fireworks, flags, and family fun. Now, our AI likes a lot of, I like a lot of alliteration. That sounds like it was maybe written by AI. Anyway, says summer alone is reason enough to gather with friends and family, but Independence Day is even more of an incentive to have fun under the sun. The Drummonds, for example, I think this is from this Food Network show. I'm not sure. The Drummonds always celebrate in style with red, white, and blue at Reese's, Reese's famous 4th of July party. But even if cookouts and parades are not your thing, there are countless other ways to ring in Independence Day. So cue up your patriotic playlist. We've got that done. And honor the USA with a day full of 4th of July festivities. And here it says, read on here. Well, number one, host a backyard barbecue. I've done that in some form, shape, or form. Have you?
I don't know if I haven't personally hosted one, but I have helped set one up.
Okay, yeah.
At someone else's house.
I mean, you know, great burgers. You know, that doesn't have to be fancy. Just burgers or, of course, hot dogs. Hot dogs, baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet, right? That's the old commercial. Burgers, hot dogs, brats in Wisconsin, of course. A lot of people grill corn in the cob. Ever done that?
Yeah, it can be pretty tasty.
It really can. You got to soak it, I think, to really get absolutely. Soak it in water, and you keep it in. You take off the hair or the silk. The silk. you remove the silk, and you keep the husk on, and then you grill it that way. It kind of steams a little bit, and then you can pull back this husk and grill it. Get that caramelization, as they say. And, of course, assorted beverages. Non-alcoholic beverages are great. Lemonade, big one. Red lemonade, strawberry lemonade, raspberry lemonade. And then you got, Spotted Cow, New Glarus Brewery here. Line and Kugels, although, but anyway. We're going to go out here. We'll have more things to talk about, more 4th of July interviews. But we're going to leave you here with a little music. Only we're not playing on the app today. We're not playing on the podcast. Only live over the air. We're glad to be with you. The Independence Day edition. Here is little John Philip Sousa, El Capitan. Enjoy it. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
To our special 4th of July edition to the show here. Glad to have you along on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Independence Day. Don't forget our free ticket Friday giveaway right now for four Milwaukee Brewers tickets to the game on July 11th at 7:10 p.m. are up for grabs. You can enter to win by texting the word firework, singular, firework, to the Civic Media app right now. Firework is the word this hour to get in on the chance to win those four Brewer tickets for July 11th.
F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K.
Thank you. Yes, F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K. Thank you for the spelling, Zomers. Right now, we're going to go back, do a little best of today on an Independence Day. I thought, you know, one of the things about an Independence Day, 4th of July, it's community. We have all kinds of great community events going on across Wisconsin today. How do we build that community? Going to pick up a conversation we had with our friend Kira Sabin, a life coach and positivity psychologist. She talked to us a few weeks ago about building community in the context of mental health. Enjoy this interview from a few weeks ago with Kira Sabin. Talking about healthy coping skills with our guest this hour, Kira Sabin, positive psychology coach. You can find all of her work at thrivewithkira.com. That's thrivewithkira.com. All right, Kira, healthy coping skills. Let's finish up here. I got about 5 minutes.
I do want to just quickly say, on the break, Matthew was talking about crying, actually, and how I think particularly for any of us, but definitely men, it's looked as maybe weak or being like too sensitive or vulnerable. But actually crying has a ton of benefits. And most people don't know that our tears when we're crying emotionally are different than other kind of tears, and they're slower, so people will notice. They're actually there for community building. They're actually there so that people notice and give us a hug. That's one of the ways that we evolved as humans to be strong culture is by community. But The second way or thing that we want to add to our coping toolbox, so we talked about emotion-focused tools, also regulation tools. And that's just for calming your body when you're really upset about something. Somebody really hurt your feelings or you're really angry. That can be breath work. And man, there are so many amazing apps now that just do help you breathe in and out. My iPhone, like, or my Apple Watch actually has the meditation breaths right on it. So anytime I can look at it, and it's showing me box breathing. Even cold waters on your hand or face can shock you and reset your system. Going for a walk outside, stretching, dancing, shaking it out, a weighted blanket, a comfort object. All of these things are going to help calm us, which we need when what's called an amygdala hijack, basically when something has really, you know, hijacked our emotions for a minute, we have to take it back. And then the third type of tools are the problem focused. And that's just making a plan or to-do list, you know, setting a boundary, asking for help or clarity, saying no, which I know we also don't like to do.
As Todd raises his hand.
Right. Scheduling time for rest and play and fun and joy, which we don't do enough of. We think it's actually, you know, if we're not working and getting something or productive, like there's something wrong with us. But rest is actually part of the productivity. If we don't, it becomes too much. Mm-hmm. And just even postponing or delegating something not urgent if we need to. But these are when we have options to solve the problem. But just having things on like the back burner for you to go, I don't feel good right now. What do I need?
One of the things that you've helped me with before and you've talked about before is just saying it's okay not to always say yes and please everyone. And it's not selfish to first take care of ourselves. Because if we're not healthy as individuals, how can we possibly go on to help others?
And the thing is that we don't like to talk about the other side of people pleasing, which is resentfulness. We become resentful, right? So it's not like we're always just doing things with the best intentions. No, a lot of times we get angry. We become transactional. We start counting or like, I did this and I did that and they didn't do this for me. That is not a way to build a friendship. That's not a way to build a relationship. That's not a way to build love. So not only is it not nice, or maybe it's nice, but it's certainly not kind. If we don't take care of ourselves, we will burn ourselves out, and then we'll not be good for anybody, including ourselves.
And that's really important, to take care of ourselves first so that we can help others. Less than a minute, Kira. Any final thoughts here?
Just that, know that you are already coping and really look at, is it helping, you know? Mm-hmm. And if not, there are so many great and small, easy ways to start adding these things in. Just even going outside, putting on a favorite song, doing a puzzle. All of these things are actually healthy coping skills, and they're fun.
I
dance around my room. I dance around my room for a good song. And I'll tell you, I feel better afterwards.
And I think so many of these things you talked about today are fun when doing it with family and friends, people you enjoy being around and reconnecting in a human way, right? Sitting in our own houses or wherever, apartments, alone, looking at a screen ain't healthy, in my opinion.
Well, there's a lot of science that backs that up, so it's not just your opinion. Okay. And we're here to share and commune. That's our main goal.
Kira, thank you so much. All this is available on our website, our show page. You can find more with Kira at thrivewithkira.com. Kira Sabin, thank you so much. Love you, my friend, and we'll have you back soon.
Love you.
Coming up next, we take a listen to some of Todd and Trigvi's visit at the Timber Rattler Stadium outside of Appleton. Stick around.
This is 93.5 The Tap. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. The heat is topping the news this holiday, and if you're out enjoying 4th of July festivities, the big reminder is to drink a lot of water. Officials across the state are also saying if you're driving anywhere, to keep an extra eye on the roads with the heat. There's a good chance the pavement can buckle, causing an emergency situation. If you're facing an emergency, you may feel you can count on firefighters in your area to help. But there's a new report out about the departments across our state, and it shows rural areas in particular are facing serious challenges. The Reliability of Wisconsin's Fire Service survey includes responses from more than 400 fire chiefs. This represents more than half of the departments, and some of the surprising answers, 85% of rural firefighters are volunteer. Close to 50% say they are responding to calls with less staff than required, and most are also saying there just isn't enough funding to pay their department's expenses. The results of this report will be used to push forward for better community safety. And speaking of safety, there are a few things to remember if you are planning to enjoy the water. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding. Officials also say most people who drown in boating-related accidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated or weighed down in the water. Residents out on the water should stay sober and always wear a life jacket for their own safety.
You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. Happy 4th of July. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 89.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Independence Day special edition. Don't forget, right now, we are in the middle of our Free Ticket Friday giveaway up for grabs for Milwaukee Brewer tickets for the game on July 11th at 7:10 p.m. And no, you may not exchange it if you win for another day. You have to be able to go on July 11th. How do you win them or have a chance to win them? Download the Civic Media app and text the word FIREWORK. Firework, singular, FIREWORK, firework, to the Civic Media app right now. Make sure you spell it correctly. The computer will not recognize misspellings, so be ready for that. It is the 4th of July. Go looking back at a couple of shows from the year previous or so. Last fall, I guess it was, right? Summers, over the winter.
Yep, it was in November.
November, thank you very much. Trigvi Olson and I, on one of our What Makes Wisconsin Great tours, spent a little time up in Appleton and checked out the Timber Rattlers baseball park. Jeez, time to talk. The baseball park, it is a subsidiary minor league team of the Milwaukee Brewers. So a lot of famous Brewers have gone through the Timber Rattlers Stadium in Appleton. We're going to pick it up in progress. So here now, our conversation with Trigvi Olson and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers from last fall up in Appleton. We are at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium, the home of Wisconsin's gem, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. We are excited to be here. Thanks for joining us in what is going to be a blockbuster show. Our great friend Reed Galen, one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project and president of the union, is on a plane for a 13-hour homestay back home in Utah, and then he is on the road to Pennsylvania getting the job done out there. We appreciate all his time he spent with us this week. And also, Trigvi, for paying for the bus. We appreciate that as well to get us around. Trigvi Olson, though, is still here. We appreciate him, like myself, a native of Wisconsin. He from River Falls, and now one of the senior advisors at the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, we have made our way here to this beautiful, beautiful facility.
Oh, my God. I got a tour of this place, and I got to go down to the clubhouse. I got to see the batting cages. I got to see the weight room. This has got to be the nicest minor league stadium in the country. Well, there's no way that it's not.
Let's bring on our special guest here at the table for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like. He is Mr. Rob Zurjav. He is the president, CEO, and managing partner of this great organization here, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And Rob, first of all, thank you so much for your hospitality and letting us do this show here. And like Trigvi says, this is a primo facility.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. One, thank you for being here. Thank you for the very kind words. And yeah, we're very proud of what we've built here in Appleton. And it is. There's pieces of this that are the best in all of minor league baseball. So we're very, very proud of our little gem here in the Fox
City. And if I read correctly, I mean, you guys just won an award for having one of the best stadiums in the country.
Yeah, we were named Ballpark Digest. Actually, I believe it was Stadium of the Year. Yeah. So that I think Target Field won that at one point. So up there with the big boys. But yeah, very, very fortunate. And again, it's nice when others recognize you.
I can tell you it is Stadium of the Year because you should read your promotional material. You want.
Yeah, it's right on the board.
Literally, we're proud of it.
And also, you guys got it done on the field this year. We're the division champs.
Yeah, the team was fantastic. We're the high A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. And we won the first half, won the second half, made it all the way to the championship, lost in the last and deciding game, unfortunately, but just a tremendously talented group of people and players on the field, great coaching staff, and you're going to see these guys up with the Brewers probably in no time.
Well, I, you know, fans of this show know I'm a huge Brewer fan. Of course, we carry the game on many of our stations across Civic Media. Had an exciting season this year, and I did bring my old Brewers cap, I guess, is over there, and it's getting a little faded. And you guys, well, thank you, Chris. Chris Geezy, our great videographer and grip here for the show. Here's my warm Brewers cap. I did have that with me, but it was so gracious you got to trade it out here for a Rattlers cap today. And I do have on, I've been wearing this since the premiere. Chris and I were at this, the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Of course, our friends Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, the director and producer of that film. We've been talking about that. Have you had a chance to see it?
I what's really unfortunate is I haven't. And now I heard it's out of the theaters already. But I'm very good friends with Gorman Thomas, and he told me all about it. And it was happening while we were in a homestand and then went into the playoffs. And I just never found time to get out to the theater. So I'm
clearly Todd's hat was bought when Gorman Thomas was rolling.
That just means he's working hard.
I'm a true Brewers fan, right? Well, the good news is we can't confirm this, but I know I could say I think that that Kelly and Sean are working on a streaming deal, perhaps a little bit later this year. And I know they're investigating doing DVDs because a lot of people want to give this movie to people for Christmas. It's one of the top rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes. It's had great reviews, and it's just. Talk to us about this affiliation with the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. I think a lot of people, maybe not in the Valley, don't realize there's a connection in this part of the state to the Brewers as well.
Yeah, so we are a part of minor league baseball. As I mentioned, we're the high A affiliate for the Brewers. So there's low A, high A, double A, triple A. And we became a Brewers affiliate in 2009. Before that, we were with the Seattle Mariners. We have a history that goes way back into the early 1900s. But ever since we became a Brewers affiliate, it's really just tied everything together in the state. And the fact that the Brewers, when they draft a player, they come here, and you get to see, you know, Jackson Churio, who's now, you know, the next superstar in all of Major League Baseball with our home club team with the Brewers, was just here 2 years ago. And just to be able to see him as a 18-year-old and then see what he's doing as a 20-year-old in Milwaukee is something special. But then at the same time, when a player gets hurt at the big league level, they'll come down here and they'll do a rehab with us. And Devin Williams pitched for us this year. Brandon Woodruff pitched for us last year. And it's really special to see that connection as well and be able to help the big league club and keep the guys close to home. And again, show that tie. And it's really neat for the players the fans of Appleton to be able to see these guys before they become superstars.
Sal Frelick, another great player, played here as well.
Sal Frelick, Garrett Mitchell, Freddie Peralta, Bryce Terang. I mean, the list
David Ortiz.
On. And David Ortiz, yeah. He was
Hall of Famer, David Ortiz, Big Poppy.
1996, yeah. Who would have thought? And then he becomes Big Poppy, Hall of Famer. And his tie, when he thinks of minor league baseball, he thinks of this as his home, is Appleton, Appleton, Wisconsin.
It's so special. I mean, Trigby and I keep looking out the window because it's for those watching the stream, Chris Geezy, our videographer, has this great shot. We are literally right behind home plate, and it's just an immaculate field. You got the great scoreboard, the digital scoreboard out there. Tell people a little bit about when they come out here to Fox City Stadium, what the experience is like. Because it's not just baseball anymore. You have all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, no, the one thing we don't control is the action on the field. The Brewers handle all of the players, the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. So as much as I'd like to say, hey, we need a new closer or we need a new shortstop, it's not happening. So some year.
Well, you could say it.
I can say it. They
might
just
fall
don't
on deaf
listen.
Ears.
Correct. So we really can't control the product on the field. This year, great team. In the past, we've had teams that haven't been so successful. So, yeah, we try to make sure it's entertaining. And one of the best compliments we get is when fans leave and, you know, they say, you know, I'm not a big baseball fan, but I love coming to Tim Rattler games. So whether it's the food that we have at the ballpark, in between innings, there's a different promotion going on. We have our world-famous Bratsuka that happens in between the fourth inning where we actually have a giant brat cannon and we shoot brats into the stands. And
I love it.
Something always going on, fireworks on Fridays and Saturdays, lots of kids' events. So we have something at the ballpark for literally everybody. We have a kid zone. We have an adult playground. We have a giant slide in left field for fans of all ages. You think of the Brewers and they have Bernie's slide in left field. You can't go down it. You go to a game, you're like, I wish I could go down it. You come here. We have our slide, and fans of all ages have done it, and really something for everybody.
And it's a beautiful stadium. You give Trigby and I a tour a little bit earlier. It's quite something.
I'll tell you, when we went down to the clubhouse, so I I haven't ever been. The one pro clubhouse I was in was an NHL clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that clubhouse is nicer than the NHL locker room I was in. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we went to the nine. I mean, it is. It's the best clubhouse in all of minor league baseball. When the rehab players come in from the Brewers, they're just mesmerized. Earlier this year, Christian Yelich was hurt. He was going to maybe do a rehab. It didn't work out because we were on the road. He doesn't have to go and do a rehab, but he wanted to come to Appleton.
Really?
Because he had heard about this. He's like, I have to see this clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is. It's something special. And last year when we just built it, so this was its second year, but the first year one of our players came in right off the trip from Arizona from spring training, and he's like, can I just sign a 10-year contract with you guys? I'm like, you know, don't get carried away. I mean, your goal is to move up. Yeah, they love it. It's turned out amazing, and I'm glad you guys had a chance to see it.
So I have a question for you. Like, obviously, you know, I grew up in the Twin Cities, and we used to go after college to Saints and Bill Veeck. Like, can you talk a little bit about how much Bill Veeck has shaped the model of, because I'm just curious about it, for what you do here and in all these minor league parks?
Yeah, you know, it's Bill and it's his dad, Mike. You know, Veeck is in Rec. It's a classic book. I think everybody in minor league has to read that.
There's a great documentary on him, too.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the doc? It's phenomenal. Mike,
yeah, and awesome. Again, just the craziness and the zaniness, and when they were the St. Paul Saints before they were affiliated, it was all about having fun and introducing the game to new fans. And we didn't, because we were in affiliated baseball, in minor league baseball, we weren't able to do the crazy things that
you didn't have a pig coming out and then have pigs, a pig roast in center field at the end of the year.
Nuns giving massages. But,
oh, you know, my sister works in assisted living, and Sister B lives in the assisted.
Really?
Yeah, I've met Sister B.
That's great. We're talking to Rob Zerjav, the president, CEO, managing partner here of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. We're here at Fox City Stadium at Neuroscience Group Field. Just a fantastic facility. A couple of minutes before the first break, Rob, give us a sense here, because we're going through the stadium. You have a wedding here a little bit later, so this is not just a baseball facility, it's a community facility. Tell folks the other benefits here at Fox City Stadium.
Yeah, so when the stadium was built in 1995, it was just basically built for baseball. 70 games a year, beautiful location right off the highway, very visible, two huge parking lots, but just would sit empty. So when we were looking at renovation in 2012, going into the 2013 year, we thought, what can we do to make this venue basically usable year-round? So we added our upstairs club level suite space, but the club space is just, it turned out amazing. So we use it for the club level for the baseball games, but then it's a banquet space in the off season.
Oh, there we go.
But we'll host Christmas parties, breakfast, lunch, banquets, you name it. So really this facility is being used roughly 285 days, much every day when you come out to the ballpark.
How many people does it seat?
The stadium seats a little shy of 6,000, so about 5,900.
Wow, that's great. And if people want to get in contact as far as, you know, booking something or questions about it, is there a website they could go to here?
Yeah, timberrattlers.com, really easy, all one word, timberrattlers.com, has all the information. We'll have our banquet information. Season, again, it's crazy to think, is going to be right around the corner. We're going to start early April. And
Got the schedule right here for 2025 already. First home game set for Friday, April 4th. How about that?
Yeah, it comes fast. I feel like it just ended. It's already November.
As the owner, you can't like call somebody up and say, "Hey, we'd like that Cheerio guy back for our weekend series."
I you try, and I twist arms. I see this guy's hurt. You know, I think he could use a rehab. We try.
He could really use a shortstop.
A lot of politicking.
30 seconds.
Way.
Anything I haven't asked you? Want to make sure people understand.
No, again, very affordable, great. We do our food and beverage in-house. We get a lot of compliments on the different food offerings we have at the ballpark. But it's a great time. If you haven't been out to the stadium, I'd highly recommend giving us a chance, because once you come out, you'll be back.
TimberRattlers.com. You can find all kinds of great information. Rob Zerjav, thank you so much for being a great host. Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's our pleasure. We'll be here live the entire show from Fox City Stadium, home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Great hats like this, great merch. TimberRattlers.com.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, 8 colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee, on June 7th, presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's Independence Resolution word for word. Resolved that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved. Read the full Declaration of Independence at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon where you're listening to us across the great state of Wisconsin on the network, followed by Check of Weather, our great sports reporter Mike Clemens on sports, and then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Just a couple of minutes left, about seven or so, to text in that word for today, up for grabs for tickets to the club-level seats at AmFam Field for a Brewers game on Friday, July 11th at 7:10 p.m. You have to be able to go on Friday, July 11th. Download the Civic Media app, open it up, and click on the word text on one of the stations there, and text the word firework, F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K, singular, firework. Text the word firework right now for a chance for those tickets, and we'll have a drawing at the top of the hour. We'll be back with you with an all-new live show on Monday. Looking forward to that. Hope you all have a very safe and fun 4th of July afternoon and evening and weekend as well. Happy Independence Day, Zomers, to you and all of our listeners.
And to you as well. Yeah, take care, everybody. Keep it safe. Enjoy some hot dogs.
Or whatever you want to enjoy. Yeah, absolutely. I thought we'd end the show. The very last thing we're going to do is play a little John Philip Sousa, one of my favorite 4th of July Independence Day songs, Stars and Stripes Forever. Going to give you the entirety of that. But before that, and I understand the audio is a little garbled, but bear with us. This is the great
CBS reporter Charles Kuralt when he visited Monticello in Virginia, the home of Thomas Jefferson, and did a tribute to him and ended it in Thomas Jefferson's study where he wrote a letter just before the final 4th of July of his life. Here now, the great reporter Charles Kuralt talking about Independence Day, Thomas Jefferson. Happy Independence Day, everyone. We'll see you on Monday.
Over the years, he changed his mind about many things, but not about liberty. As a white-haired old man of 83, he cared about nothing else so much. The 50th anniversary of the 4th of July was coming and was much on Jefferson's mind. The mayor of Washington sent him an invitation to attend. On June 24th, 1826, Jefferson sat down here and took his pen in hand to write that he was too old and weak to accept. There was nothing old and weak about that letter. It was a democratic outburst, as clear as a liberty bell. The mass of mankind, he wrote, has not been born with saddles on their backs, nor the favored few booted and spurred to ride them legitimately by the grace of God. It was a youthful letter, full of power. It might have been the first thing he ever wrote. As it turned out, it was the last. He wanted to live until the 4th of July, and he did. 50 years to the day after the Declaration of Independence, having said all he had to say to us, which was enough, Thomas Jefferson died on this bed, a free man. On that same day, a few hours later, away to the north in Massachusetts, John Adams, also old and weak, also satisfied to have lived until the 4th, also died. His last words were, "Thomas Jefferson still lives." You were right about that, Mr. Adams. We'll be right back.
listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's all hands on deck in Central Texas, where floods have left at least six people dead. Clint Morris is with the Kerr County Sheriff's Office.
We are currently in an extremely active scene right now. There are assets deployed across the county to help start the recovery process from this catastrophic flooding.
At the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest,
Joey Chestnut is top dog once again. The world's greatest eater downed 70 and a half hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, capturing the mustard yellow belt for the 17th time.
That's CBS's Bradley Blackburn on Coney Island. Republicans in Congress have served up a budget that supports President Trump's agenda, Vice President J.D. Vance.
Big Beautiful Bill is a very important step to making our fellow citizens' lives better, but it's hardly going to be the only thing the president works on over the next 3.5 years.
But first, he signs that budget today. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.